How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
There was honestly so much food that afterwards we were fucking, I got a cramp. I was like, God damn.
I don't think I needed the food. Go ahead.
We're in.
Win.
Episode 267. That is 267 hours
of cum talk.
Nut talk.
Hold on. So we're close to 269?
Yeah.
A.
269. And that at that day, we should both 69. 269.
Us? Whoa. Each other?
We could bring women into it.
No.
I think it would have to be other, not each other, because that would be 169.
I feel like, wait, hold on. Two dudes blowing, like doing 69. That's like a perfect Lego piece.
Yeah. It's a nice little puzzle piece.
Yeah, well, it's like right on top. Like it's like batteries. Oh, batteries.
Wrinkle logs.
Batteries.
Now I'm just saying other things.
Batteries 69. One plus.
Get it.
Pluses are that way. Minuses are that way. And they're up in there.
It's a perfect charge.
Yeah,
it's right. Why don't you put like your Apple Watch right on the little cylinder?
You used to put batteries on your tongue to test them?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody why would you do that? Did you guys do that?
Also, why would you put batteries in the freezer? They got a recharge or something.
I think they last longer.
Did they last longer, or did you put them in there to get them recharged? Because that's what I would do. Did I do it wrong? Once they're dead, I will put them in the freezer.
I don't know if that works.
Probably doesn't. I always forgot about it.
But you're telling me there's electricity in a little tube.
I don't understand. It's acid. Who knew that? Who saw some liquid and was like, you know what? This is going to make a fucking...
Somebody was saving up to shoot up some acid, and then later that night, they put it on the counter and started glowing. Some of the batteries used to glow on the charge. You'd like hold it down and it would glow.
Well, oh, yes, I do remember that.
A little hard.
That's what we need for when my girl's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just... Where are we at?
Is it getting better?
10%? It is.
Good.
It is. Just learning the body.
Yes.
You know, you just got to learn the body.
The mind, body, spirit, and soul.
Yeah.
Speaking of learning the body.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying.
Oh, me?
We all had Valentine's Day, but we
recorded. Women are like a gamer operation.
Okay.
Bzz, 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 until you find it.
Yeah.
You know, It's all operation. Were you good at operation? I feel like you're not.
Fuck no. I have shaky hands. I get nervous.
You do have shaky hands.
Do I?
I
was
know.
Kidding. I don't have shaky hands, but I'd be nervous.
Was it? I would like to play Operation right now.
They could make an Operation game that is just a vagina. And you try to find the.
They have to have that available.
Well, they should make one.
We should make one.
Just a little G spot. Sex ed could really be revolutionarized. Is that a word? I think
everyone knew what you meant. I think you said
sex
it right.
Sex ed should be updated. Like you should have to do with VR.
Yeah,
you
Apple
should have
Vision
to
Pro.
Like be able to do it.
Yeah,
you put on the headset and do it.
But you can do it though, right? If it's VR, there could be a lady in front of you or a man in front of you, and they could like walk you through it, and they can be like, no, there it is, right there. Mm-hmm. Here's a problem though. Every person is different. That's the issue.
Yeah, but you should at least, you would know where to start or what to look for.
Yep.
Like CPR. There's multiple ways to do CPR.
Is there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you push on people's chest.
Heimlich? Who's Heimlich? Heimlich maneuver? Is it maneuver? Heimlich maneuver? Heimlich maneuver.
Maneuver.
I did it right.
Yeah.
Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich's a crazy name.
Heimlich.
Hi, I'm Rick Heimlich.
That's a good name.
It is kind of sick. Rick Heimlich.
I would trust him with a Buick. Rick Heimlich's Buicks.
He didn't invent it until 1974. So before that, people were just choking on steak.
What do they call it? The hand chokey method?
I don't think they knew what it was.
Would you know how to give me Heimlich right now?
I would attempt.
Would you push on the chest?
No, isn't Heimlich behind?
you're behind, but you're, I think you're pushing CPR. On the rib cage, but it makes me nervous because you could fuck someone's like,
do you guys use, bones up. I think I talked about this before. I know I always say that. I'm so sorry. Did you guys do that as a kid? Go, and then someone pressing your rib cage, you pass out?
Nope.
No. Oh,
no. We had Game Boys.
Oh, for real.
No, there was all those like challenges. It'd be like, we can make people pass out. And then one would go viral. It'd be like, some kid in Maryland was fucking huffing on his own lungs and passed out and never came back.
Yeah, my mom told me 900 times not to do it. It was like a big craze. It was fucking, I did it. Yeah. 9 times.
Were kids ever actually eating Tide Pods, or was that just like a myth?
Let's find out.
Are Tide Pods fine? Because my girl literally makes fun of me that I have Tide Pods. I'm like, yeah. I felt like it was like high class.
They are expensive, dude.
Yeah.
So I buy laundry detergent on Amazon, and it's nice because they show you in parentheses how much anything costs per load, and the Tide Pods are like 10 times more expensive than just buying
detergent. The convenience to go pop, pop,
it's
pop.
So
yeah.
Nice. You know Tide Pods?
Yes, of course.
It's so
I'm a fucking
nice.
Man.
Thank
I use
you.
Factor Meals every, not an ad, but could be. Yeah. I heat up my dinners in 2 minutes every single day. I'm a simple man.
Simple.
If a Lunchable had one more ounce of protein in it, that's what I would do for life. I don't care. Convenience is key. And when she goes, oh, babe, you use Tide Pods? Yes, I use Tide Pods, but I also am working 12 hours a day. Entrepreneur.
Hold on.
Just start doing numbers and math.
Yo, does your lady make fun of you because you have Tide Pods?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I'm all about convenience. I think that's the least of my worries. The fact that I'll put Athletic Greens in a 5-hour energy drink is a higher thing to take care of first than Tide Pods. I don't like the twisty spouty things.
I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Oh, it's garbage. And it gets fucking,
it gets disgusting. Then we're like gooping.
There's a giant circle around it.
What is that?
Stupid, dumb.
How do you keep your toothpaste clean? Because at some point, my toothpaste tube gets insane.
Yep. What do you, how?
Yeah,
how?
Same here.
What? Thank you.
How are you?
It just gathers toothpaste like on the top and the sides. I think you're just too aggressively. I don't really put the lid back on all that often.
Well, I do, but I put the lid and goes. But I switched this other stuff, not an ad. I switched this other Colgate, and it has the not a
bro said not an ad, and then plugged Colgate.
Well, I'm just saying.
Like, I had a rental car in Des Moines. It was a Ford, not an ad.
No, but you say not an ad. I just want to let
Colgate.
People know. No, but I'm saying
they don't need our money.
They, well,
Colgate has trillions. Look up Colgate's net worth right now.
Well, I'm not saying they don't need. They need a. What, here's the thing. Why the fuck do McDonald's, all those commercials, or all those big ass companies still run ads? They still need marketing.
Colgate's market cap is $69 billion.
Yeah, but that's from fucking Ozempic. That's not from fucking Colgate.
They're behind that?
Buddy, Colgate doesn't own Colgate. A massive conglomerate owns Colgate.
It's crazy.
Who owns Colgate, please?
It's like Pepsi owns everybody. Pepsi makes like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Don't they?
It's probably Procter & Gamble, I'm assuming.
Vanguard Group, largest shareholder.
Vanguard!
God,
dude, everything's Vanguard.
Guess who the second largest is?
BlackRock.
It's BlackRock, baby.
Dude, we think that we're just walking around here willy-nilly. We think we have free will? Yeah.
That's why I don't use it.
What the fuck do you use?
Native. You know, native toothpaste doesn't have fluoride in it.
Pull
doesn't
that up.
Take over
fluoride. That's the worst of your worries. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the most
you
Fox News thing
in a
you've
corner.
Ever said.
Yeah, Jack's on the fucking Alex Jones toothpaste. The
Let me see it.
Toothpaste.
Dude, I bought some healthy toothpaste because I was at Whole Foods. That shit fucking sucks. I miss Colgate, not an ad. I miss shitty toothpaste. This one, it doesn't leave my mouth feeling like fresh after. What is this?
My mom has this.
Wait, this says it is fluoride.
No, I have the no fluoride.
The no fluoride, yeah. Okay.
No brain, there's brain control one.
Fluoride is a brain control?
Do you really think it's a brain control thing?
I do.
What?
What's happening?
They put fluoride in the water supply, there's a big myth that it's saying that it controls you.
Well, water's crazy because they say stuff added for like taste. Water doesn't have a taste. Minerals added for flavor. What flavor? What flavor is water?
Water. H2O.
You know how people were yelling at Taylor Swift for... like taking her jet so many different places.
Who's Taylor Swift? The singing lady?
The singing idiot.
She's CEO of Colgate. But you know how they're yelling at her for taking her jet so much?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but also we're pieces of shit. I Amazon Prime'd a lint roller.
Yeah.
I'm the smaller version of that.
Yeah.
Like people but you're not
yelling. What I'm saying is those people that are yelling at her about that, they're doing the same.
Too.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, dude, they'll order fucking plastic straws on there. They're double threat. They're having a car drive there to drop off some straws. What's the dumbest thing you've ever Amazoned? Like, I'm no better than Taylor Swift. Nobody is.
M&M's.
Everybody's a piece of shit. And I know hers is, what?
One thing of M&M's.
From Amazon?
Yeah, but it was with other stuff, but I wanted M&M's.
I want to know, got
M&M's.
Yep.
On Amazon.
Yeah, but not a single one.
Have you heard of Postmates? Not an ad. Have you heard of Postmates?
No. I've used DoorDash. Not an ad.
Whoa. How do you feel when people post in their story when they're about to be like, oh, I really love this orange juice, but they go like, not an ad. And they go, not an ad, guys, but Tropicana is so good.
You have 1,000 followers.
You know what kills me? Give it to me. When people go, for those of you asking where my dress is from.
No one asked! Not one fucking person asked!
With the affiliate link underneath.
Jesus Christ, you okay?
No.
Okay.
But I just want to follow up. Who asked?
No.
Who asked?
Literally, maybe one person.
God, I want to look through my Amazon history list of what I postmated. I'm going to look at mine real quick. Everybody's a piece of shit. If there's convenience, we're going to do it. All right? Is Taylor Swift going to take fucking Uber pool? Now, granted, a jet is horrendous for the environment and way different. But like,
is it? I'm being serious. Is it really bad? I don't know.
Wait, it's what?
The like plane? A jet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah, I mean, with the carbon, the emissions. If you believe in global warming, yes, it's very bad.
Chemtrails.
I'm going to run through my like 10 most recent things on Amazon.
Okay.
All of these I could have got at a store. And everybody does this.
I would like to say this before I read mine, that I have my entire family and my brother's friends are on this too. So there's some
your brother's friends?
Yeah.
Is this a fucking Hulu account?
It should be. Listen, Amazon Prime, November
14th, Troll Wall, Pterodactyl. Here's some recent ones. We got wet wipes, dude wipes, not an ad. We got some fucking deodorant, Layrite, magnesium to help you sleep, coffee filters, fresh breath. Here we go. Condoms, 36 pack, ultra thin, and lint rollers.
I'd like to pause you right there.
Those last two are for the same thing. Pussy.
I'd like to pause you right there. You yes. Use condoms?
No, these
type
are
a loser.
Those are old. I just hit buy again. And that was like in my like recommended.
Oh, buy again. Okay.
Yeah, because I ran out because I fucked too much the first time.
Hey! You should use condoms, everyone. I just would like to say that.
What are yours?
Well, it's a funny start. You ready for this? Kids headphones.
Stop. Kids headphones? What the fuck is the difference between headphones and kids headphones? One of these play the Epstein flight logs?
No. No, there's a smaller size.
What do they look like?
They're like kids. Like, they look like kids headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like little, they're like for kids heads. Kids head. Epstein.
We'll revisit that in the edit.
Pogo water bottle.
All
right. Oh, kids water bottle. Another kids water bottle.
Dude, good thing you gave us a preface that everybody's on this. If this was just yours,
yeah.
What was the last thing you just did?
My last thing I did, lemongrass essential oils. And then I did.
Yeah, all this could be at a Whole Foods. Everybody's a piece of shit.
Everyone. Oh, I got Utopia Home Premium Velvet Hangers. I'm a big hang my t-shirt guy now. Just want to let everyone know that.
Yeah, we've been doing that. But also,
y'all been doing that?
Yeah, we told you that. You said you folded your t-shirts, and that's like what I did in like eighth grade. I don't like the velvet hangers. They stick too much. Yep. Get off my t-shirt. Yep.
Well, the t-shirt one, but it holds your hoodies really nicely.
Yeah, but then you got to stretch them out.
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, Los Angeles pop-up show, two shows, Wednesday, March 6th, Hollywood Improv. Seats only like 200 each. I fucking love that room. It's so fun. I had so much when I did it last. I'm running a bunch of new material. March 6th, Los Angeles. And then the real actual tour kicks off in San Francisco, May 17th through May 19th. Salt Lake City, May 30th to June 1st. Miami, Florida, June 21st through June 23rd, Sacramento, June 28th, June 30th. And then I'm just going to fire off these names. And if you hear them, go to my website, Portland, Lexington, Nashville, Tennessee, Tempe, Arizona, Tampa, Florida. Go to trevorwallacecomedy.com for any tickets. trevorwallacecomedy.com.
Stand-up comedy, Blau comedy. Where am I going to be yelling about feet? I will tell you, March 8th, New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, those tickets are moving. Thank you. Thank you for the love of God. March 9th, we sold out the first show in Atlanta. Second show added. Tickets are limited there. March 10th, we'll be in Charleston. Very small tickets there. Very small tickets. That's not how you say it. Low tickets. March 15th to the 16th, 3 out of 4 shows already sold out in Cleveland. Go get tickets. March 29th, Portland. First show sold out. We added a show. March 30th, Seattle. First show sold out. We added a show. March 31st, Vancouver. Already sold out. I love you. April 12th, I'll be in Niagara Falls. April 13th, I'll be in Connecticut. And guys, many, many more dates on my website at blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com.
Goddamn.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for 8, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Goddamn. How you feel about this?
Here we go.
I went a little shopping in Santa Barbara for our President's Day weekend. Celebrate all the
That's
presidents.
How you celebrate. By the way, do you see Trump has sneakers?
Shut up.
We'll get back to that.
I just want to ask you this. I was in Urban.
Outfitters,
not an ad.
Yes.
And they have these shirts for dudes that are like crop toppy.
You could do it.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I put one on. I was like, and my girl was like, please, it'll look so hot. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll do it for you, babe. I put it on. I think I might be a crop top guy.
Do it. How much are showing?
No. It wasn't like a full. It was like just to like.
Yeah.
It was like just to like. Yeah.
So if you kind of lift your arms.
If I lift my arms. Tits are not tits, but you know, the bottom abs. Of the
no, you
back.
Have you have a body for it. There was two fellas at the gym who had them on, both jacked. And I was like, God, you guys can pull it off. It's a look. It's a trender now. Do it.
I put
what's also crazy? You can make anything crop top. That shirt, snip, snip, snip.
Snip, crop top.
That's what's so funny about fashion. You just go longer, shorter, wider, or skinnier. That's all it is. We're just sizing up. Okay, the skinny jeans out, baggy pants, and then it's going to go back in, and it's going to go shirts high, shirts long.
Yeah.
It's all we're just, I mean, I don't know what else it would be.
I guess that's right. How do you push, fashion is hilarious, right? Because whatever's in, they go the opposite.
Yeah.
But the first person to say the opposite, that person, nightmare. That person doesn't do great.
They're hoping that it hits.
Because it, let me tell you something, it hasn't hit sometimes. Some guy was like, football pads. I was like, what the fuck,
Sherman? You ever seen a photo of T.I. in the club wearing football pads?
Bring it
There's
up.
A photo of T.I. in a nightclub wearing football pads. It's, dude, it's like top 10 internet, like, iconic
this
photos.
A while ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I'm sideways still hat really T.I.
Who?
Sideways hat T.I. When you put the hat perpendicular to his
you
face.
Know what my favorite fashion trend was? Nelly. Please click that.
No, Mike dude, Vick jersey.
This is like...
Sir! Is
the
he?
Jeans too.
I don't think it's Halloween because people around him are wearing normal clothes.
Wow. This can't be. Wait, hold on. Obviously.
So crop top.
Crop top. Anyways, why bought one?
What color?
Green. I'm a big green guy.
That's your
guy.
Problem.
Huh?
That's a problem.
I disagree. Oh. I'm a green guy.
Have you
I don't know what happened.
Guy?
I'm also a wine guy now.
You're wearing normal socks. You went back and came back a new man.
No.
Wine guy.
These are just because my other socks were dirty. I'm not a normal socks guy. I'll never be. I'm a wine guy. I did a wine tasting.
You have to.
In Santa Barbara. Yeah.
But did you spit it out after each sip?
Nope. I got hammered, bro.
Yeah.
It was like 1 p.m. Went outside. I was like, what's happening?
You're officially a white man. That's what you do. You drink wine at 1 p.m. and you go, ah, see, huh?
I think so.
And then you dream about Crab Eggs Benedict.
Crab Eggs Benedict. Dude, we're at a fucking farmer's market. I'm in love. We're at a farmer's market. Some woman was walking around with a crab in a bag. You heard what I said?
Alive?
A fucking alive crab in a bag.
Alive?
It was like this.
Was she bought it as a pet or about to cook?
I think cook. It was pretty big. In a bag.
Like a tote bag?
Oh, no, 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 no. Like a plastic bag.
Okay.
Walking around the farmer's market with a crab in a bag.
Has anybody ever yelled at a farmer's market? It seems so like NPR, just like, hey, how are you in? And we're going to walk over here. We have that dragon fruit over there. A
lot of kumquats.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, they have a lot of weird fruit around there.
Yeah.
They love pickles, too.
Well, you went to Santa Barbara.
I did.
For Valentine's Day.
And to celebrate presidents.
Oh.
President's Day. What was Monday?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What did you do?
FDR. Fuck.
Fuck during the rain.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
The rain, I'm sick of it.
What is going on? Stop it.
It's like somebody left a hose on upstairs and God's taking a nap.
Yeah. I like that. My fucking neighbor upstairs won't shut up.
Have you confronted him?
I'm close to it.
Here's what you should do. You should do Morse code on your ceiling. Be like, and that means shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But it's not on purpose. I think it's the way the gentleman walks. But it's like, it's getting to a point where I'm like, bro, we gotta be respectful.
So what would you suggest to him? Like, is it the shoes? Is it just that? Is it the shitty ceiling?
It's just, I think it's maybe a combination of both, but I think it's just, you know, how some people just walk heavy. Do you know those people?
I need to hear
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I think so, yeah.
Like, there's certain places. Can I demonstrate? It sounds like this. You know how people walk? They go like this.
Yeah, but
They walk heavy.
It might be the shoes they're wearing. It might just be thin ceiling. I don't know.
I think it's a combination of both. I mean,
I've been at an Airbnb where it's like somebody upstairs is walking and the whole house is shaking.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
But like, what would you recommend?
I mean, I think I might be fucked. Because
yeah,
I think
you are.
Some people just walk heavy. So I can't be like, hey, man, can you change the way that you've been walking for 43 years?
Dude, what if you walk up there? He's a paraplegic. He has two metal legs. You walk up there. What's your opening line? Hey, man, I was wondering if you could...
Holy shit. Look at those legs. I would go Oscar Pistorius.
What?
Oscar Pistorius.
I didn't get it.
I don't get it either.
You didn't get Oscar Pistorius?
Let's go. Jack, do you get it?
No, I don't get it.
Let's
you don't
go.
Get Oscar?
0 for 3.
Guys! My man had metal. He had cut off legs. He had no legs.
Should I?
He won. No, no, hold on. Let me walk you through it before you do this. This is a major news story, and I think you guys are dumb.
No.
Please, someone
you.
Google
I
it.
Hear you.
And then he shot his fucking girlfriend.
What?
Wait. So he's a bad guy?
What's
Not
his
a good
name?
Guy. Oscar Pistorius. Motherfucker. We've been talking about this for 3 minutes, and no one Googled it.
He's a runner.
Yes.
Well.
With no luck. Well, yeah, yeah.
He shot his girlfriend?
Yeah, he had boomerang legs.
Here's what you do.
Give it to me.
You know when you're on a flight and you have an aisle seat?
Yeah.
You see someone to the window, you're like, hey, man, did you want an aisle by chance? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're probably tired of taking the stairs all the way up, man.
Yeah.
You want a shorter walk? You want a shorter walk? Let's switch apartments real quick. Now you're on top.
I would love to be on top.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. I'm pretty sure... that the floor above me, they're all penthouses. So I don't think he's going to want to switch with me.
Fuck no. Well, now he's a rich guy walking well?
Yeah.
He's going to walk even harder.
I think he just...
He's going to go, Colgate!
Not an A! I think if I... But realistically,
GD.
I think if I... If I talk to him, go, hey, man, it's pretty loud sometimes when you walk. Would you mind walking like a little softer? I think he would be like, oh man, no problem.
I don't think so. That's just how he is his whole life.
I'm going to take a video of it next time. It's
Do it.
Bad. My girl and I literally have a fucking name for him. It's so bad.
What is it?
You ever start a thing with a significant other and then it's like a dog's name. It starts like a dog's name and then it becomes Captain Gigi of the USS I Love You. So we call him Heepy. It's based on hippopotamus. But if you say hippopotamus in a Latin flair, you go hippopotamus, and then hippie for short. Hippopotamus, what we call him. I should have just said that. But I didn't. I just walked through the love for no reason.
So you bought a butt plug with a tail on it.
Let me tell you a secret. We were in
Santa. Enough of this hip hop anonymous. Tell us about fucking.
Dude.
And then I'll do the same.
Dude.
Because I got news.
What do you mean?
I got news.
You got big news?
I crescent the studio.
We're going to start with yours.
I crescent the studio.
We're going to start with
yours.
I
had intercourse in the podcast studio.
Where?
Wait. I got a phone call from Trevor the other day. Was this the same day? Well, you're asking about the lights?
No. That was separate. Fuck no. What do I want to turn on fucking these goddamn red and blue LED lights? What does the president say?
It was.
Right. Red, white, and blue. Blue chew. Put it in. I had sex in here. Penis and vagina.
Where?
Penis and vagina.
Where?
Guess.
On your chair.
That's one of them.
On the couch.
That's one of them.
That couch had been fucked on.
Yeah. You're not sitting on it. Motherfucker sniffed the air.
Okay. And then your office?
No. Just boom, boom.
These two?
Yep.
On the ground?
Nope. It was quick. It was more so because I had to grab a camera coming back from here after something. And I was like, you know what? It's never been done.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this is a weird pitch. Intercourse? Question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it.
Stand up, doggy?
I was sitting in the chair. I was doing ad reads. She was on top of me.
And she turned around or legs
she
like
was
that?
Facing the camera.
Oh, so hot.
But there's no camera.
The camera wasn't on.
Intercourse. Did sex.
Did you like, hey, this is like, I gotta come fast type thing? Or did you just like, fuck?
It was just a few, yeah. It was just a quick one, too.
And you didn't come?
No, not then.
Motherfuckers be doing that.
Edging.
Motherfuckers be like fucking for like 2 minutes and then be like, all right, we got to wrap it up. No, I need to come.
Well, I knew what was in store if I drove home.
Got it.
Yeah, because the last thing I want to do is come and then be in a fucking stagnant ass shitty building.
I don't know. I think it's surgical, but in a hot way.
No, I need to come and lay down immediately.
That's true. Dude, coming recently been making me energized. I come at like 2 a.m. I'm like, I'm gonna go do a puzzle. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like ready
Dude,
to do
I
something.
I am the opposite. I am out. It's like melatonin just entered my body.
Yes.
Semen exited, melatonin entered.
Last night that happened to me. I was asleep before she came out of the bathroom. She needs to pee, obviously. No UTIs. We're out of UTIs. I was already asleep. She woke me up.
What? Let me sleep.
I was on the wrong pillow. It was actually really sweet, actually. Because I told you this, I have like aerodynamic?
What the?
Pillow?
What are you saying?
Ergonomic.
Ergonomic, thank you.
What does that mean? Pillow got thick curves?
It looks like, kind of looks like a hot ass woman. But it looks like this.
Women are hot.
Little curve action?
Yes.
So I can put my, because if I
curvaceous.
Don't. Curvaceous. Because if I don't have a neck support like that, I have a chance of getting a massive fucking headache.
Whoa.
Yeah, so she's very sweet. She's like, sweetie, you have to...
Do you bring that with you on the flight?
I don't. Like an idiot. I should, but I don't. Sometimes I'm just waking up at Airbnb with massive headaches because I'm stupid and didn't bring my shit. So I'm like 50-50. Because sometimes I'll be sleeps immediately underneath the fan. Let's go. And then sometimes I'm like, bro, how do you feel about doing Mad Libs right now?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know if I've ever had that.
You've never been like, ooh, I'm
always
awake?
Exhausted.
Do you like board games?
I like them with people. No, you know what I mean.
Just not alone.
No, but like just you and one other person.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like I want to group.
I try to play poker with my girl. It was fun.
Just you two?
Yeah, it was fun. But then after like 10 minutes, like,
who's the fucking dealer?
I'm all in. Like what?
Yeah, we get bored.
It gets a little bored.
No, here.
Yeah, poker with two people is boring. I love a good, what I'm saying
you
is.
You play war.
You could. You play war. We play this game called Solar Quest. That's really fun.
Solar Quest.
It's
Talk
Monopoly, but
Fox
for
Tale.
Virgins.
What?
Talk about Foxtail.
Foxtail.
There's not, the thing is, I'm like, I'm not even, it's just what exactly happened. There wasn't like anything like, ooh, and this happened. You know what I mean? It's like literally just think about during intercourse.
Yes.
And then you lube it all up, which I put so much baby oil in this thing. I was like, I don't, because I've never used a butt plug before. So
on
I didn't.
Yourself?
I wish I put it on myself. I didn't. I would have started with that if I fucking put it at Foxtail on my ass.
Yeah.
But so I babble it up and then slowly insert, because I didn't know how fast to go. Yeah. Slowly inserted it. Let me tell you a motherfucking secret. It was visually, it might have been the hottest thing I've ever seen. Doug.
She was.
She was. She was a fox, though. And it was, I don't think it's usable again. There is so much oil on the fur that it is a problem. Like, I packed
it. Looks like a seal.
Like, I packed it and I put it in a sock. So I was like, it's going to get everywhere. It was drenched even days after. It was like moist still.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. But visually, she was like on her stomach and the foxtail was like just kind of over. Fuck me, had a hard thing about it. Oh, and the collar leash. Bitch!
Talk about it!
Dude, putting... Here's the funny thing.
Uh-huh.
Putting it on was the hottest part. Because there was one point where I thought I had it pretty taut, and then she goes, tighter. Tighter? Did anyone not fucking hear me?
I did.
Tighter. Yeah. It was tight. And then she was like,
that's how I like when they're cutting my hair and they put the bib on me. One more tighter. Yeah. Give me a three in the back.
Two in the top. Two in the top.
Just reverse.
Goddamn. Today's episode is sponsored by none other than us.
Us.
Guys, Patreon.com. You know what? Instead of me blabbing about it, why don't you hear this freaking incredible highlight?
It seems so corny to me to be like, just a second. When I take you down.
It is.
She's picturing Chris Brown and not you.
100%. Why the fuck would you picture me when she can picture Chris Brown? Chris Brown's so hot with a fucking hug. And I have red seeds with a mid dick. So if you want more of those incredible episodes, bonus episodes dropping every Friday ad-free, go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Or if you're an Apple user, it is Stiff Socks Plus. Okay, it's super easy. You scan your face, you get the Apple Pay, boom, boom, boom. It populates into your already feed. It is amazing. Go check that out. Apple Plus is audio only. Patreon is audio and video. So go get it. It's incredible. Tell a friend. We love you. Back to the episode.
Goddamn. It's always confusing when you go to a barbershop or salon and they give you like the little shoulder massage at the end. It's like, this is too intimate.
I don't
you
like
know?
It. Don't touch me. Do yeah, my
they have random little finishes that I love when they do the hot, I almost like sour cream. The hot cream, then the straight razor on the back.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know what they used to do at my old place in LA? What am I talking about? I still live here. Hot with a little bit of essential oils on it.
Oh, on your face?
Oh, fuck. I can
you know, that's crazy. You can just do that at home.
Can't. It's not the same.
I mean, can.
You know what I mean? It's like going to TGI Fridays. I'm like, oh, I can make this at home. Can you? It's going to be trash. It's going to be trash. There's something about a hairy man putting that thing on your... Speaking of hairy men.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me finish the so there was a foxtail happening.
Yes.
Insert.
Yes.
And I didn't realize this was going to happen. There's a knob on it. A little knob.
On the who?
On the anal bead part of the tail to get it in there. Like a ball bearing. Like a butt plug.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, like,
yes,
like
yes,
this, but
yeah.
Like a ball bearing, steel, whatever. Mm-hmm. But since it's shaped like this, like a massive almond, when I'm fucking, I didn't know I was going to get pleasure off this. It makes the cooch have like this undulation that wasn't there before.
Because it's pushing in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck. Unbelievable. Top notch, I will say. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we got that happening, the foxtail, and then the collar, and then...
God, I just want housekeeping to walk in so bad.
I would have fucked the housekeeper, too. I was ready to go, dog. I would have fucked an old MacBook. I don't give a shit.
Those things get hot.
I was ready to go.
So...
Like, the position when she was, like, on her stomach, my favorite position, she's on her stomach and her legs are together.
Yes.
And I'm on top. Foxtail's kind of swimming, you know, as I'm fucking. The collar's on, right? Tight. And then I have a leash that is attached to the collar. And I am wrapping it around my hand to make it tighter. And I'm pulling a little. Dog, yes, she was. Dude, this was, it was so what I needed in my life. Like, I don't know if I can ever do it regular again.
Better than therapy?
Fuck a therapist. I woulda. Dude, it was unbelievable. Because, you know, I'm all about control. The control that I have with this fucking
daddy
leash.
Had the tennis ball.
Ooh, dude, let me tell you. Daddy had everything. Daddy had everything.
And how long did this go on?
I edged myself to oblivion. I was not going to come. I mean, probably upwards of like an hour.
What?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Positions. Oh, also, my other favorite position with where she's on like the corner of the bed and her legs are up. So like this on the corner of the bed, like that, legs up. I'm standing. The tail just kind of comes down. So the tail is always in play. I grab the tail at one point because I can move the tail a little bit as I'm fucking. So it's like double penetration. Fuck! It's so good.
How did she like it? Was she like
in?
Yeah.
In.
I mean, I would imagine that was like maybe a first for her.
You know what's interesting? Didn't ask. I'm assuming for sure.
Yeah.
First for me, both things.
Yeah.
Never had a goddamn leash and collar. Dude, the leash. Fuck. And everything was like black and leather. Something about, what is
what
that?
What time of day was this? I should say morning.
I'm going to be honest. I think the sun was out still. It wasn't. It was. We're getting to night. I don't think it was night.
Pre or post wine tasting. Different day.
Same day. Same day.
Pre or post wine tasting.
Post wine tasting.
Bros off a Merlot teaching her how to bark, bark.
Yo, hammered. Dude, hammered, straight up, a Syrah mixed blend, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
I'm a wine guy. It was what is it about like black leather? What is that? That's just like fucking.
BDSM?
Yes. So I mean, there's something to that.
Do you think that's final form? Or is that only the tip of the iceberg?
Maybe step two out of 10 steps. Yeah, I think there was something about the texture of like the black leather and like the chain, because the actual leash was like a chain.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the handle was like this this leather handle. So there's something about
it was meant for sexual activities.
Yeah, I don't think it was meant for a golden doodle.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Pitbulls have crazy chains.
Yeah, it looks sort of like that.
And where was Gigi in this equation?
She was in her, how do I say, hush.
In the room?
We were in a hotel, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did she see the leash and get excited?
I wish I could say yes. But she did do a lot of the investigation because the leash and collar were on the nightstand when
she's
we finished.
Like, who the hell?
She's like, there another dog? Yeah. God damn.
I found out scientifically why leather is sexy.
Yes.
It is going to make you hard. The way leather adjusts to the body, as well as stimulation of senses, gives off a sensual notion. Leather can be soft, luscious, tight, and emit a slight shine that shows its tactile properties.
Yes.
Many people love to touch soft leather. It also has a distinct scent, and soft leather may produce a gentle crinkle.
Fuck, dude.
I'm in. That's
so
hot. That's hot.
Fuck. You know, that's why Catwoman's so hot.
Yeah. Which it hugs the curves.
God.
And you're like, what is behind there? I must know.
Fuck.
Dude, I saw Amber Rose and Blac Chyna. They're wearing like a leather suit like 7 years ago when I had my old job at this award show thing I was at.
Yeah.
I'll never get that image out of my head. I mean, voluptuous. Gorgeous. Curves. Park 10 Tahoe's on it.
Dude, I might be an ass guy now. I'm coming full circle with this.
Yeah. Ass is incredible.
But, yes.
You just hit your ass life crisis.
Whoa.
Title?
I love the title.
Yeah, you just see what's fully going on over there.
It's just like, dude.
You're a man now. That's what it is.
I think
you just had your bar mitzvah.
Bark mitzvah. Now, that might be the title. It's just, but the funny thing, as I already said before, it's not ass. I think it's just her ass that I'm very into.
In love.
Yeah. And I'm not sick of it.
Good.
I'm cute.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You said you have. Oh, you that was the you fucked in.
I did that.
Okay, yeah. And then, you order like a cornucopia of butt plugs.
Order three.
That's a cornucopia.
That is. Three's company.
Where did they go? That's a show.
Three's company.
Where did they go?
In the ass.
All of them?
Yeah. No. I just used the smallest one. Cause similar to you, never put anything in there.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do. A lot of lube on there.
Have to.
First of all, I bought both these on Amazon. Some guy was driving, burning fucking vehicular goddamn gasoline.
Probably listening to Sipsock.
To dropping off butt plugs.
Great.
Do they know what they're dropping off all the time? Probably.
I hope they do.
In and around. But yeah, oil, butt plugs, we're doing it. We're in there. Little heart just looking at me. Rhinestone.
I gotcha.
Isn't that cute? Rhinestones are either on like the hood of a Barbie Jeep or just a butt plug.
Yeah, rhinestones are used in a number of ways.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got it in there. At what time did this start? In the experience, I mean. Was it early? Was it like, hey, man, let's get in here before we start?
That was kind of, oh.
Yeah.
How did I forget?
I don't
know. Vibrating undies. Talk about me undies. Yes. More like, fuck me undies. Not an ad. The butt plug was cool. I think we were both like, oh, we tried it. It was fun. It was something cool to look at, you know?
So did she enjoy it?
She said it felt good. Great. So it was like a different feeling.
Have you ever, and you can not tell me this if you don't want to tell me this. Have you ever put the P in the B the previous?
With her, no.
Yes. Okay.
But in general, I have done. I've been down.
Yeah, you've been down the old brown road.
I've taken the dirt road, as they say.
Yeah.
I've taken the unpaved path.
You've taken the Jeep Wrangler out on a little mud farm, as they say.
A 4x4 fucking. That's all anal is 4x4 fucking.
That's it.
Off-roading.
It's a tough mutter, but in bed.
Tough mutter. Imagine calling your company Tough Mutter. Imagine doing one.
They actually look fun.
Look fun.
Okay. Goddamn.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along, and with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Goddamn.
So, I was on some wholesome shit for Valentine's Day.
Really?
Made homemade pasta.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
Made
this is so adorable.
Fucking like chicken parm. Dude, it was so fucking good.
Gluten-free?
Gluten-free homemade pasta. It was.
Remind me, I have something to say about gluten-free.
What?
Remind me, I have something to say about gluten-free.
You have something to say about gluten-free?
Yeah, remind me. I don't want to derail this.
Making food. There was honestly so much food that afterwards we were fucking, I got a cramp. I was like, God damn.
I don't think I had anything to do with the food. Go ahead.
No, it for sure. I was like, oh, I ate too much. It was so good, though. Fucking like this, like, spicy marinara with mozzarella on top.
Fuck.
Good. But so after, while I'm cooking, I'm doing this all while she's, like, watching. I was like, ah, fuck, should have made this beforehand. I was like, oh, I got vibrating.
Why is she watching?
Because I was doing a meal for her.
Oh, for her. Okay, got it.
Any other night.
That's what I'm saying.
Get that woman in the kit. No. So I go, oh, you know, I remember I also Amazoned the vibrating underwear.
So you made eggplant parmesan while you,
Yes.
ahead.
Yes.
No.
So I was like, hey, put these on, right? And she did. And I had the remote, the controller. And I was like, I'm not going to
Roku that pussy.
There's going to be 70,000 titles on this. But I was like, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to like do it.
Yeah.
She's like, all right. And then I'm just.
What is she doing right now?
She's sitting watching like me watching roll something? Out pasta.
Okay. She's watching something on TV?
No.
Or just, just you guys are talking. She's
talking.
Watching. Got it.
Going back. I'm rolling out pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to get some saran wrap, turn the corner. She like jumps up. Oh, fuck. Forgot about it. It was so hot.
Did she like it or was it just like getting hit by a water balloon?
I think everything. Everything. It was just like a rush of emotions. We're not expecting to get like
Yeah. It's like getting a finger in your ass.
It was so hot.
You got the DMV. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Oh, but. I'm into fuck? It. Yeah, so I did that. But then later on, we used that while intercoursing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I think to. I mean, it was. She got to where she needed to be quickly. There was a direct flight.
Really?
There was no connection. It was like buzz, 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 buzz. Quick.
How quick?
And this might be too much.
Good.
And I'm sorry if I'm saying this.
It's okay.
But I'm a man with a podcast called Stiff Socks. I don't make smart decisions. She goes, no man has ever made me finish in sex. And I was like, what do you mean? First of all, in my head, I'm like, that's men. We out here. That's what we're known for. Not making women finish, but we do. She goes, no man has ever made me do it. I was like, what do you mean? She's been in a long relationship, short relationship, one night stands, whatever. Like she's been around the block. She slept with like three people.
Did she, was she saying this to you like right? Like,
no, I knew.
It,
I knew.
You just knew.
I
Got
knew.
It.
But in my head, I have a co-host, Michael Blaustein.
Yeah.
Who, in some sense of way, to say like, it can be done. Let me conquer that. It can be done.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, no, like this is. We got a joint effort to this.
Yeah.
I got to bring in the Autobots.
Uh-oh.
Autobots, roll out. So yeah. I'm in there. Autobots, back, on
lick
the bed.
His clit.
I'm standing. I'm using the buzz. And she's like, don't try it, right? Do it. The face that was made.
Okay, hold on. I don't have the visual. I don't have the visual. I don't want the visual, but you know what I mean. I don't have the visual. So the buzz, like the buzz.
I'm standing.
Buzz,
she's on our back. Legs are, up.
Okay. And then she has the panties still on?
No, I took them out. Because it just comes with like a little buzz, little like, it looks like a little just a Tootsie Roll.
Yep. Okay.
Maybe a bigger one. King size.
So she has the king size. So she has the king size Tootsie Roll on there. Are you holding it?
Both.
Both you guys are holding
it. Like, I was holding it and she was holding it. Like taking turns.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
But then it was like immediate. And I think it was years of guys not making her finish. That one finally happened. Look, listen, I don't even know if I was in her or if it was just the vibrator, but holy shit, it was hot.
Yeah.
I did nothing. I mean, yeah. I did, but I was in there, but I don't think I was the one really driving it home. But
we
the
never.
Face.
Yeah. If the vibrator's out, we're like, you know what we are? The vibrator is the bus driver, right?
Yeah.
We're in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
We're there.
The vibrator is the hibachi chef. We're the guy handing the eggs to the chef.
I don't even know if we're handing eggs, dude.
Are we even working that shift?
No. I think we're literally off. It sometimes feels like that.
No. But this felt like a joint. It felt like I hit a star in Mario Kart. And I was like,
yeah.
And then we're in there. But like, just feel like the eyes were like roll. Like one eye was this way. The other eye was that way. I mean, it looked like she was trying to follow birds or something. It was so hot.
Look like an iguana?
Yeah, it was like this. But said it was the first time. And I believe it.
But it's not the first time she's ever finished.
From sex.
Got it.
Yeah, she's like, I can do this on my own whenever. But first time finishing during sex?
I mean, honestly, dude.
No.
Was this during Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, happy fucking Valentine's Day. What a gift.
What a gift.
What a woman.
That is my part as being a feminist icon is she's been through, you know, men who didn't make her finish. And she hasn't been with literally anyone. Been like three or four
three.
People.
Yeah, so
it's like, this was like, I conquered. I was the guy who pulled the sword out of the stone. I'm Arthur. King Arthur.
You're King Arthur.
King Arthur.
Dude, that's incredible. And
King
instead
Arthur
of,
that cooter.
Ooh.
You know what to say.
Yep. And instead of the sword, you pulled out the vibrator.
I did pull out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to pull out anymore.
Oh, okay.
I've never done it, but I just, not in my life, wait, just with presently.
But on some control?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I've never, you guys know this. I don't.
Do we?
Well, no, I don't. It's not like something I like to do.
Finish in?
Yeah.
You have to.
You're an on guy.
Huh?
You're an on guy.
I'm an on guy. Yeah, yeah, I'm control. I'm the master.
Yeah.
I'm the captain now.
No. Banned. So hot, though.
That is so hot. Dude, what a great Valentine's Day.
Great Valentine's Day.
How was your Valentine's Day, Gabe?
It was nice. We didn't do Valentine's Day itself. We didn't celebrate. Next day, we did couples massages.
Hey.
And ooh, then we went to the fucking the Vanderpump Rules restaurant bar situation.
How was it?
Cool for her. She loves that show. This is actually really funny. So there's a dude on that show, this guy, Peter. He's like the manager of the restaurant. He's been on the show since season one, like very recognizable face. He was on a random Thursday night. This restaurant is not packed. He's just there hanging out.
Is he working?
He's wearing a uniform like he's working, but I'm kind of wondering if he just like hangs out there because like he can just like meet women like super
well,
easy.
Well, it's kind of like where you're like the most chance of being known.
Seen, yeah.
True.
That's like your, I mean, that's your hangout. That's your spot. It's like
it
a place where you feel.
Little, it does seem a little like egotistical or whatever the word I'm trying to find is. It's,
I don't know.
Seems a little sad, to be honest.
He was a nice guy, friendly guy.
But it also seems like that's a place where you can just always hang. Like that's his like stomping ground.
True,
you know?
Yeah. And maybe he also, I don't know what like his, because like in my brain, I'm like, oh, you've been on TV for fucking 8 years. Like, why are you still working as like the fucking manager of this restaurant? But probably the deal is more like, it's good for our restaurant to have you here. So his bag's probably a lot different than just like,
dude, honestly, a free meal. Pull up, get a free meal.
True. I will say though, like even if like maybe even before the show got popular, he like really thoroughly enjoyed being a manager of a restaurant. Like working at restaurants, I've said this most, I was like, it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
So like even if you're bagged out and you don't have to do it, I can see a world where like you're like, yeah, but I still like to do it. And what you were saying, like it's good for the restaurant if he was working.
Yeah.
There is nothing funnier than when you're in line at like a Chipotle and an employee walks in who's not working that day and they're like, what's up? Like, oh, God.
Go
you're
home.
You're just slowing down the process.
Go home. Go home or cut chicken. You got two options. Two fucking options.
Oh, Lord.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free
and
couple massage.
Gluten-free and couple massage. So the next day, we got Santa Barbara again. Went in couples massage, right?
Oh.
Yeah. So we walk into this place. And we were greeted by two of the weirdest people I've ever met in my life. No. They were weirder than you think.
Yeah.
They were like two
compared
older,
to our old landlord.
Like, for real, bro? Like, that energy. Whoa. Just odd. And like, very like both
Colt,
of them were like this.
Santa Barbara. They work for Ellen.
Colty. Is that a real thing?
Colt?
Yeah. Oh, no, I know Colts are real, but is Santa Barbara like a culty place?
I mean, it's not.
You know what, dude? It felt very cool.
Think about it. What are you doing in Santa Barbara? You're not close to LA. There's no skyscrapers. Nobody does jobs there. This is all wrong. They do. But like, it feels
no
like
one
a place.
Does jobs there. It's hilarious.
Look around. Where's one skyscraper? There's a few. But it's just a town. It's just like you make Chiba Hut sandwiches. You go on a longboard and you're like, oh, cool. This guy in a cloak wants to recruit me.
Yeah. Scientology. Sounds fun.
I love science.
I love math and science. All right. So we walk in and we're greeted by two of these people who are probably both 50. No, probably both 60, right?
Not an ad.
Not an ad.
50 or 60.
He's like, it's massage envy is the place.
Not an ad.
No. Let me tell you. Pause. The price? No massage.
Santa Barbara's expensive.
Stupid.
Santa Barbara's expensive.
Dumb.
It's that's what it is. But you just pay for like, we're near an ocean. Isn't that funny? You're near an ocean, so you get to make money off the ocean.
Give it to the fish.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, give it to the fish. Now we're doing market price.
Fuck a market price. Goddamn.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you.
Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Memorial Day is about honoring the past and embracing the present. At Minky Couture, our blankets are there for the moments that matter. Quiet mornings, big hugs, and memories shared. With hundreds of styles and textures, there's a perfect Minky waiting for you. Celebrate the season with comfort that lasts beyond the holiday. Shop now at softminkyblankets.com.
Goddamn. So we walk into this massage place. Have I said this before? So we walk into a massage place.
Two people, 50 to 60,
not an ad. Not massage envy. And they literally, they start talking in unison. They're like, hi. Don't say that to me. Don't say hi like that.
Yeah, okay.
You fucking creepo.
Uh-huh.
Creep.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, so you're here for a couple massage. Talk louder. There's no one here. Talk louder.
It's therapeutic.
Don't like it. It felt fake. And they had just the weirdest, creepy cult energy is exactly what I wanted. So my girl and I, we walk in to the actual room. And then they're just standing around. Yes, you guys can get ready and put your shoes over here and hang your jackets right here. And, you know, just if you want, you can just fold your shirts right here. I know how clothes work, bitch. Get out. They're there for too long. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird. It's weird. It is so weird. The door shuts. I look at my girl and go, is this not the weirdest? And she goes, this is so weird. I go, I'm not joking. I literally go, I'm going to look for cameras. Like, it was so weird. I looked around. There was, I mean, whatever. I don't know fucking where camera. I don't work for Simply Safe. That's funny.
I'm mad. Motherfucker said Colgate, not an ad. I don't think this sounds weird at all.
Sir!
Get to the weird part.
It's weird.
That's it.
No. So they come back in too soon, mind you. Give us some time to get naked. Do you go naked?
I go up to boxers.
Yeah, me too. My girl goes naked. She makes fun of me that I don't go naked. I'm not going naked. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I don't know who he voted for. Like, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just got nothing to show down there.
Oh, none. Zero. So they start massaging. It's still the fucking energy is super weird. The guy's talking to me. Don't talk to me. Touch my body. Are you a guy want massage or a lady?
Care.
Oh, I'm a dude all the way. Give me that fucking hot stinking cheese. I need those warm fucking... I don't have a dad fingers. You know what I mean? Those fucking just give me the meat sticks.
Well, you have those fingers.
Exactly. Give me the meat sticks, you know? Really hardness. So we finished the massage, whatever, whatever. It's fucking weird. I don't care what you say. I'm not painting this properly. Weird energy. I get in the shower afterwards. My back has fucking nail scrapes all over it.
From him or the night before?
From my man. He had these fingernails that were digging into me.
Did it feel good?
It did at the time. And now I'm cut up like I got in fight with Pluto.
Pluto.
Dog.
Are they still on there?
Yeah. Or I don't know. You want to see?
Yeah.
Are they?
Not really, no.
Really?
Uh-uh.
What the fuck? Nothing?
No.
Maybe it's not. Maybe not.
What's that one up at the top? Is that one?
Yeah, maybe I'm just not hot.
Like up on the shoulder.
Oh, there we go. Thumbnail time.
There we go.
I see one.
Just one? Dude, my back was all fucked
up. Like this?
It's like, whatever. Whatever. He fucked me up, dude. He fucked me up and I was sick of it. And my girl said it was the worst massage she ever got in her life.
Really?
Literally, I heard her say, thank you, but can you do it harder? Probably 7 to 8 times.
I've never, really?
7
I've
times.
Never said that in a massage. I'm always like, oh, less, less. Massages are really hit or miss, honestly. Sometimes they just yap. Yappuccino.
The yap?
Oh.
I've never had anyone talk to me.
Dude, I had one a couple months ago. It was like after touring a bunch. Sometimes I'll do that if I have like,
me too?
Like 6 flights in a row. This lady just starts critiquing my back and she's like, you fly a lot? And I'm like, yeah. So I got this. And then she's like, well, your posture. And then she starts rolling out. She gives me a tennis ball. She goes, this is what you can want. She starts stretching me out, which granted, I felt better the next day, but like I'm in pain. I just wanted like a therapeutic massage where you just poke my back for like an hour, just kind of rub shit around. But she's legit, like I'm on my back and she's like doing my legs up. She's like fucking me up. And I was like, oh no, I just want like therapeutic. She's like, yeah, like I'm going to give you the sports massage. I was like, oh, I didn't really want it, but I'm not confrontational. I'm just like, okay. Cause in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll feel better after.
Yep.
Terrible trash.
Yep.
Dude, there's one by me where they did the cupping thing and it's in a salt room.
Oh yeah. We never
fucking love it.
We never talked about the cupping. Oh, how does that feel?
You feel really good after.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of get it.
What's this salt thing happening? What is that?
It's good for, you know, they're hitting buzzwords. It's good for inflammation. He did say something. He's like, you're going to sleep the best you've ever slept for like the next couple nights. And I slept amazing.
So it's just like you just breathe in sodium?
Well, it's a mixture. The walls are salt, but then they put like a mixture in the air.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
How do you make the wall? First of all, think about the next place
that buys that office. What the fuck are they going to do?
What the fuck was happening in here prior to us buying this, renting it?
But how do you get salt walls?
How do you do anything? Let me ask you this. How do you get walls? How do you make a wall? How do you make a building and it doesn't fall?
Buildings blow my mind.
What about if it's windy? And then they go, yeah, but the building moves with the wind.
It breathes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't believe it. I couldn't build a gingerbread house. You want me to believe that a 78-story building in Miami is legal?
It's crazy.
You guys aren't hitting fucked up? How do you think they get a crane up there?
Holy shit. A crane?
When they're building a building and they have a giant crane up on a fucking skyscraper?
I don't understand any of that.
How do they do a crane to put the crane up there?
Yeah, eventually they have to literally fucking bring in all the components of a crane up and build the crane up on the skyscraper.
I don't want to think about that.
None of this. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then a fucking tornado. I mean, not a tornado. A hurricane comes. What is it? Earthquake. Don't worry. The building's earthquake proof. What the hell are you talking about?
Blows my mind.
What type of witchcraft are you guys doing here?
Blows my mind. That's what's crazy. My friend lives in like a 70-story building and he's on the 14th floor. And I'm like, yeah, okay. All that pressure above?
Nah.
And I'm sure if we talked to someone who did this professionally, they'd be like, oh, well, this is why it's not. But
I don't trust anyone.
No.
I'm on the 4th floor and I'm like, this is going to fall. Yeah, Hippie Potamos.
They use helicopters to bring cranes onto buildings too.
Dude, you know what's funny is
a helicopter?
It's a plane with wings. Anyways, you know what's funny? If you confront the guy for stepping too loud and he goes, you think I like listening? You'd be like, house.
I think I fuck extra loud because of him. I'm not joking.
You should fuck on the ceiling.
All right. Crane. Give me a ceiling.
Crane. Gluten-free. You got a thing?
Gluten-free. I went to a gluten-free restaurant. Sorry, I'm just keep talking about Santa Barbara. I was there for 4 days. Went to Santa Barbara. Gluten-free. I know. Gluten-free restaurant. Thought I was going to hate it. Bro.
Gluten-free is getting good.
Un-fucking believable.
You have no idea. Gluten-free is getting good.
Avocado toast. Fucking unbelievable. And then I had a Belgian waffle.
Oh.
Yes. Bitch. Belgian waffle with raspberries.
Hey.
And strawberries.
Whoa.
And cream and syrup. Dude, it was stupid.
There's some waffle place by you that does a gluten-free one. I dream about it. It was one, I think maybe I said it. It was one of those where the guy says a price, like, man, fuck you. I hate this place. And you take a bite and you're like, oh, I love you.
You did say this to me.
Yeah, it's so goddamn good.
Frick. Dude, waffles. What?
Oh. Do we have time to talk shit about a lady?
Sorry.
We always have time.
Great. I went to this omakase sushi thing.
What the hell did you say to me?
Omakase?
Omakase. Right?
Where they pick the menu?
They do it?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like a thing.
Oh, it's like, what's that place called? Sugarfish, where you go, oh, I'll have to taste me.
Yeah, there's no all hava. It's already preset.
Oh, okay.
Sushi by scratch. Fucking Rogan loves it. He talks about it all the time.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but
he talks about it all the time. It's fucking unreal. I met the guy in Vegas. Okay. He's like, I have the place. Come by. And I tried to get it for Valentine's Day, but they didn't have it.
Okay.
He's like, the next day, I was like, boom, perfect. Two-part V-Day. Yeah. V-Day.
Say it. Say it right now. Say it right now.
Vagina Day. Bro, it was so good.
What?
You have to go. The fish was like the best. I was eating fish that I didn't think I would like. The shit's on Nobu.
Fuck
Nobu
you.
Nobu looks like Wendy's compared to this bitch.
For real.
The fish was the best quality ever. And it was a lot of fish on there that I was like, I don't know if I'd ever order that because I'd be a little sus about it.
Yeah.
So clean, so crisp. But
enough. Halibut.
I don't know. Everything. Okay. There was 17 different like things. It was fucking phenomenal. It was so good. But enough. Not mad. Enough of that. This. So it's eight people sitting around a table. Now you're.
No.
So
I
it's a chef.
Face someone.
Yeah. So we're sitting in front of the chef. The chef was dope. The chef was cool. The chef, the staff, everybody that worked there was awesome. But now you're just, I don't like being in a group with people. Like yeah. Hibachi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be just us two.
Yes.
So everyone else was super chill. There's this lady, this guy, this girl next to me. I already knew she's going to be a little bit of a character when there's a waiting room before they take you back there.
Okay. Like a dentist's office.
Sexier. Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, there's like a bar. It's dark. It's dim. You sit there, small booths. You sit there before they're taking them back, before everybody gets there.
Got it.
This lady has a glass of water.
Okay.
And they go, oh, ma'am, you don't need to take that back there. They'll have water back. And she goes, yeah, but I don't want to waste it.
No.
So I'm already like, and we both looked at each other like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So she brings water back there. And then we get back there and then they're already pouring her water in her separate cup. And she goes, oh, nope. I have my own water. I brought my own water. So now she has like two half full cups.
Yeah.
So she's just a character off the bat. She's very, just this type of person you can picture, right? And then maybe like, so there's 17 different pieces of sushi you get. And on the, maybe like the second or third one, she takes a bite and she goes, that one's not for me. Out loud. This is like,
no one asked.
This is a Michelin star sushi. Yeah. Like, and then the next bite she takes, she makes a face. And the sushi chef, God bless his heart, he goes, ma'am, do you like sushi? And she goes, I love it.
He said that to her?
Yeah, because like it's kind of disrespectful to be like, that was not for me. Because the East Roll, I mean, it's like they, it, I mean, is there like a video? Go to their Instagram or something. Sushi by Scratch. Fucking phenomenal. You have to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Each roll, it's like,
I mean,
in front of you, they cut right off the piece of fish, they put it on, and then they scrub like the real wasabi root, and then they're putting like truffle oil, and they're like burning it with like a torch. Like, it's unreal. It's not even like sushi. It's just like this bliss in your mouth. Like, click that. Like, shit like that. Like, it is, dude, you're a fucking Roganette, and you don't know about this place? This is, he's been on Rogan. Philip Franklin Lee.
I know. It's so funny.
It's his restaurant.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So think about all this prep that's going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? All this prep. And then she goes, that one's not for me. And then the next one, like imagine you're doing a joke. Yeah. I didn't like that one. To nobody.
Get out.
To nobody. Also, take one of your 19 cups of fucking water and chase it down.
Yeah.
Right? And then so the next one, she makes a face and he goes, do you even like sushi? She goes, yeah, I love sushi. This is my favorite place. And he goes, how many times have you been here? She goes, one other time.
No, she hasn't.
It's just, I was like losing, and we're sitting right next to her. I'm like losing, and her boyfriend was actually really nice. But I'm just losing my mind. Like, look
beautiful.
At that.
Beautiful.
Dude, it is.
That's art.
I think.
It looks like everything bagel.
Literally, it's probably what the, we should go there for as a company. It was the best food I think I've ever had in my life. And because we've all had good sushi.
Yeah.
We've all had, but like shits on Nobu. Like unreal. Like the quality. Shits on it.
Okay.
Dude, it was so fucking good.
I can't believe, like, that is just the type of person that is so not aware of, like, life.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't, I don't know, like.
You know the problem is? I'll tell you. The internet.
Think?
Yep. No one asked for your opinion. And the internet allows people to be like, oh, here's my opinion. No one gives a fuck.
Right. Well, it's like.
You're acting like this is a live Yelp review.
Right. The chef's not looking for feedback. He's been doing this for years.
He's got it.
We were the youngest people in there by far. Like, this is like, I mean, you go there as like husband and wife. This is our 9-year
anniversary. Yeah, yeah,
like,
it was
fucking insanely nice. But just, I think also maybe the internet, because like, you know how you're watching like a Netflix special at home and you might be like, oh, I didn't like that joke. And then they say it out loud and you're like, we're at a comedy club. What are you talking about? I think she just felt like she was just like at home or like at a regular sushi place.
Yeah.
The guy is right there.
But not even a regular sushi. Like, no, you should not say that out loud. If you don't like it, fine. That's totally fine.
Lie.
But you, lie.
You fake an orgasm with your husband every night. 100%. Lie.
Or just look over your husband and be like, I don't really like that one.
Or there's a way.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm sure
the chef right in front of you is crazy to say out loud.
And it's a room of eight people. It's not like there's a kitchen in the back making a lot of like restaurant ambiance. It's a knife silently cutting.
Oh, so when bitch, she said, I didn't know that.
Oh,
it's
dude,
silent I mean, in there.
Yeah, it's eight people watching a chef slicing fish, which is silent. So when she goes, I don't know about that one for me. Oh.
Oh, real quick. How do I change that?
Oh, do not disturb mode and go.
That's insane.
Why say that out loud? There was one, I think out of 17, there was one that was like, that's not for me. But you just chew it as fast as you can and just swallow it before you get out of there.
What's the problem with it? Just too fishy or whatever?
The texture is a little off or something. It was like a little too, I don't even know what it was. I don't remember.
So what is the workflow? You're in the bar area or whatever. You get called in. You eat the 17 pieces and you bounce. Are you the only eight people, whatever it is, in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Or is there, oh, Jesus.
So it's like by like times. Like there's like a 6 o'clock group and an 8 o'clock group. But it was fucking incredible. You really have to go. But yeah, it's like, so they make the roll and they describe the roll right in front of you. And then it's like, you eat it with your hands. It's like very traditional style and they describe it and they're like, this is best, you know, enjoy it in the first 10 seconds of eating it.
Yeah.
Like definitely a fucking
treat. Wow, that sounds so fun.
It was the best food I've had in probably Los Angeles. Probably ever. It was like...
Really?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I gotta go. No, it's like...
Better than the place we went for your birthday? Or for the...
Dude, I mean, it's unreal. It's like... I'm trying to think of the best way to like describe it. Where it's like you know when you think you know what something's going to be like and then you have it and it just blows your expectations away?
Pussy.
It's like that. Yeah.
I thought vagina's going to be one way. And then you insert and you go, this is on a... This has four Michelin stars.
Think about... losing your virginity for your taste buds. I felt like I finally had like, I mean, it was impeccable.
I gotta go.
But just a lady.
What's it called? Sushi by Scratch? I got it.
Yes. Not an ad.
Not an ad.
But shout out, Philip.
I gotta go.
Goddamn.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Goddamn.
Speaking of not an ad, do we want to talk about the Trump sneakers?
Yes.
Oh!
Pull them up. I saw a photo of these. I just talked about it the other day with somebody.
Yeah, so the context here is Trump tweeted February 16th, said, looking forward to being at SneakerCon at the Philadelphia Convention Center on Saturday. So Trump shows up to SneakerCon to debut his fucking shoes. Let me pull them up for you.
I can't believe he has shoes.
Here they are. So here's GetTrumpSneakers.com. They are sold out now.
$399.
Oh my god.
But they are now available on eBay.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Dude, wait. How much is
that
price?
That's not real.
That says $450,000, but I have a feeling it's probably not real. But these are no bids on this one, $1,900.
Dude, they put a shoe on a t-shirt. Are you fucking kidding me? They look like wrestling shoes, though.
Can you click on them, please? They do look like WWE type.
Yeah, they look like Captain America would wear these if he was going on a date to Sushi.
The funniest thing I saw, the funniest thing I saw a comment was they said they look like the January Sixes.
pretty
good.
Yeah, so he.
Were they made? Scroll down.
Yeah, they are. There are no details. It also says that Trump sneakers are not designed, manufactured, distributed, or sold by Donald Trump. So it sounds like maybe it's like a licensing deal.
Yeah.
Wait, so he's a part of this or no?
He is, yeah. I mean, he's promoting it, but I don't think he actually... I think someone probably came to him and was like, we'll make a shoe. You just have to tweet about it and go to SneakerCon.
You just know when somebody puts those on, they're just waiting to get asked questions at the airport. Somebody's like, hey, could you take those off? I'm taking off my freedom.
I mean, for real. They don't have shoelaces. They're just zip ties. they don't look like Trumpian, if that makes sense.
What do you, gold shoe?
Yeah, but like the way the show, like the way the shoe, what the gold, they, yes, but
what
like,
do you think they would look like?
Like a New Balance like that. Like no, he, that, he's not wearing that shit.
He's not, but like it's, I think it's the most Trump thing you could do, like bright gold.
The gold and the, for
it
sure.
Has the red, white, and blue, it has the American flag on the
all
side.
All of that, yeah, but they look like fashion sneakers. I would think that he would do like, imagine like what's that shit called? Hoka? Like Hoka shit? But like gold.
I think they have one on there. They're, yeah, to the right.
It. He's got.
Okay, these look more Trumpian.
Yeah.
Those honestly.
They look like Yeezus.
These are $199.
They look kind of comfortable. Do you know he has a cologne too? There
yep.
it is.
Yep. Very, I didn't Victory know 47. I think this, is it maybe new?
This is like an older one.
Oh, okay.
Dude, is he just, so is he just like trying to make as much money off his name and licensing as possible?
Yeah, 100%.
Dude, even all the Trump buildings are all licensed. Yeah. He didn't like make them.
He's been, yeah, this has been his thing, I think, forever, oh, you're right? Like you're it's right, just you're right. The Trump brand, basically. But yeah, you can get 5% off if you order a cologne and a sneaker.
What else does he have on there? What's the random thing he has on the website? Well,
so you know what's crazy? I was trying to find the, so Get Trump Sneakers is its own operation here, but I was on his website trying to find them first. His, he has so much merch, it's actually crazy.
Really?
Like, look at my scroll bar over here. You see how,
holy how that, like, shit.
He's got fucking...
Dude, he's doing a Paddy's Day drop. Jesus Christ. He has his mug shot on a mug.
And yep. on a beer koozie.
It's, I mean, it's, he's...
We have, what, two t-shirts?
At the most.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, he's got full on, like, a lot of Biden, Kamala stuff.
How do you find a headshot? Jesus, how do you find a mugshot?
That's a great question.
Because
I have a mugshot.
Oh, really?
It's so funny to put shoes on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys, I'd be like putting a fucking t-shirt on shoes. What's your logo? Oh, it's a crop top. Crop top. Michael, did it.
I did it. I bought it. I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
I don't know. Just cool. A day.
Nice. You guys want to get into sock talk?
I would freaking love to, dude.
All right, guys. We got a sock talk today from Dennis. And Dennis, well, first of all, have you guys seen anything about Madam Web yet?
Uh-uh.
It's the new Dakota Johnson Marvel movie.
I've seen photos of the trailer, and I've also heard not great things. But you know what I have heard great things about? Go back to YouTube. Mm-hmm. The video in the top right, I heard, is a certified hood classic, as they say.
I've heard the same thing.
Yeah. IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes rated Where's Apple Vision Pro Once a 10 out of 10 by Trevor Wallace. Unbiased. Anyways, yeah, I haven't
not
seen...
Not an ad or an ad?
Not an ad.
Okay.
So Madam Web, yeah, it's a new Marvel movie. It's like...
People are hating on it, right?
It's like the lowest grossing Marvel movie since Marvel became like what it is, right?
Really?
Like it... The Punisher movie in 2004 did worse. Like a couple of like old Marvel
movies.
Punisher
was bad?
There was an old one like 2000, like a long time
ago. Motherfuckers love putting that Punisher skull in their truck.
Yeah. So it has 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's like a fuck.
It's a bomb all the way around. There's some really
crazy. What is it? Is this a remake? Have they remade this before?
No. So
this is an OG?
This is, well, it's based on a character.
Who is Madam Web?
So she's
Spider-Web's mom?
No, she is a character in the Spider-Man comics, I guess is where they got it from. I don't know anything about comic books.
This is going to set Hollywood back 10 years. They hate taking new risks on stuff. And that's why they remake 47 Fast and the Furious. Now they're like, let's try a new one, Madam Web. Bonk.
Yeah. So, I mean, this.
Green light Stiff Socks podcast. Well, Stiff Socks does America.
Yeah. And it could be a whole extended universe like Marvel.
Do we have an extended universe? We have a guy in the corner who is talks like Rocky Balboa.
And instead of Web is semen. Guys, let's do this.
Good. Okay. Wait, so we'll get. We're going to get to Dennis. Yeah. We're going to get to Dennis's video. But so. This movie, the first trailer dropped and was so bad that we don't know if this is actually connected or not.
Okay.
But she, as the day that the trailer dropped, she dropped WME and went to CAA. And the rumor is like she was so upset that like that she got involved in this movie that she's like, fuck it. I'm like, I need a fresh start with someone else.
Oh my God.
This is just really quick, just a quick compilation of like people's reactions to the movie.
I mean, she
so
also
far.
Got paid so much fucking money for this. Yes. Who really cares at the end of the day?
This is one of the worst superhero movies that I've seen in a long time.
Madam Web very well might be the worst movie ever made.
This movie's terrible. Like in a way that almost makes you angry. Scientifically, it should be studied.
So... Yeah, it's getting panned.
Is this worse than The Room? The company?
Yeah. I don't think it can be. The Room is insane.
The Room's insane, but to what Trev just said might be the move.
For marketing.
Yeah.
And speaking of marketing, so this is what Dennis actually wanted to show us, is that this is a promo that Madam Web put out, okay? And he says he's watched this over and over again. I want to see.
You know, this might be a hot take, but Dakota Johnson, hot.
So hot.
Smoking.
Oh, my God.
You think so?
Yeah.
What?
There we go. That's a GFA right there.
So just let me know how.
An answer.
I missed it. I want to tell me how this video makes you guys feel, okay?
Sexy, horny. Sorry.
So while my character in the movie may be able to see the future, I also can. And I know what the future brings. I know that when you see Madam Web, you're going to love it. In fact, I think you're going to see it twice.
Hold on. First of all, why am I hard during a promo?
Yeah, that was like an ASMR tucking me in bed.
Yeah.
So
what?
Wait, can we watch the trailer? Because like, what, so yeah, far, so
why
far,
why don't you watch the trailer? That's fine. Let's watch that again.
I can't.
Dude, she
wait
predicted
for
the future. You watch it again.
Fucking.
Here's the
25 million views. Holy shit! So this is big. What are some of the comments looking like?
I love the part where she said it's bombing time and bombed at the box office.
Dude, turning comments on is the smartest thing YouTube has ever done. Every diner in a movie looks so wholesome. If you've ever been to a diner at 2 a.m. everybody's on methamphetamines.
Yeah, the chef is doing fucking fentanyl off a waffle.
He's doing keep himself a spatula.
So she can like see the future, kind of. I don't. The trailer is going to make it look much better than it is, but there's a couple clips that.
She only got two legs.
So this is a clip that everyone says is okay. Very uncomfortable.
Was empty when.
Is an HR video?
Are they jerking off a very large man?
Oh. Uh-oh.
What is going on?
No music. No subtitles. Make this vertical.
This is horrible.
Why is it going on for so long? That's incredible.
God damn. So did they say how much they spent on this movie? And then how much did she get paid for this movie? Is that information public?
I think the issue, too, is on these movies, they get a lot of back-end stuff. She might not have been paid a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because it'll be like, Sydney Sweeney's in it.
Yeah. But apparently that's kind of a cash grab. She's barely in it, but they put her in all the marketing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Adam Scott. Mike Epps is in it.
Whoa.
Mike, so
$80 million,
so that's
budget.
Times two. So that's about $160 million to make that movie.
And so far, it has made 25.8.
Fuck!
How long has it been out?
I
mean, if we're being honest, I mean, I don't know anything.
February 14th. Came out on Valentine's Day. So,
dog, $25 million for a Marvel movie is heinous.
Dude, isn't that funny? Heinous. We worry about TikTok clips bombing. They're doing the same thing right now in The Office. They're like, dude, Madam Web is down.
See, but the funny thing is our TikTok goes down and it's
and we
like,
spent 14 cents on it.
Exactly. Like you lose $80 million.
I mean, but don't you think, to my point a little bit ago, yes, I'm resurfacing to see my own point. That's why Hollywood doesn't like taking risks sometimes, because they're like, we went outside, we attached Marvel, we tried to go big, it didn't hit. Now we're going to go Fast and the Furious 47. Vin Diesel sucks his own cock.
Dude, 100%, I would watch that. But they do, yes. The short answer is yes. That's why they do that. But there are a lot of like Marvel movies where they do, right? That they go like kind of outside and it does hit. Like,
of course.
You think of like fucking movies like Avatar, some shit like that. There goes nutso.
Guardians of the Galaxy is one that wasn't a
whole galaxy.
Name. True.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but it is. There's a lot of people talking about how, like, okay, people are just like.
Listen, if I got an audition for this, I would have been in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah, 100%. Would you have been Sydney Sweeney's character?
Is that her on the right?
Yeah.
Dude, she is having a moment right now. She just, I mean, Hollywood's like, you want to be in this? Dude, her phone is blown up right now. Her agent is somewhere in Tahiti on a fucking gold boat with the Trump ones on.
All right, we'll do Secret Talk. Just one more clip from Madam Web.
What did she say?
it's webbing time.
It's webbing time.
That's what he said when he was holding
a
leash.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't say it's webbing time.
A lot of the reviews about this said the writing felt very AI. It didn't feel very good. Did they shoot this pre or post strike? Does anybody know?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's webbing time.
Imagine writing that. My guess is they wrote that out and they're like, we'll come back. We'll fix that later. And then they're like, all right, scripts are up. And you're like, oh, fuck.
It's webbing time.
Imagine the director's like, riff one. She goes, time to web. I can't do it.
That's not good.
Web-a-rooney.
Welcome to
the worldwide web. This is just a Trevor Wallace video at this point.
The top suggested search for Was Madam Web is Was Madam AI Web generated. AI generated.
Good.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, guys. Secret sock time. Secret anonymous sock. Submission. We have a write-in. Fuck, where'd it go? Okay. When I was around 19 years old, I had an apartment with my best friend. One time I was taking a hot bath. I could hear him having sex with his girlfriend in his bedroom. I listened and cranked one out in the tub. I never mentioned it to him. I came very quietly.
That's hot.
Soul burn.
Literally. That's hot.
I got nothing. That's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, because it's not weird.
Well,
little. Yeah, but you're not watching them. It's almost just like if somebody was playing on a Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's like audible.com, but for
Pornhub. Wouldn't. What's up?
Audible.com, but Pornhub.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't knock on the door after and be like, great job, guys.
The rhythm, awesome. When you spun her around, loved it. That's when I came. I mean, do you guys want some cookies? Have you done that? No. I've got a horny off someone fucking in a hotel room before.
They got mad.
Next to me?
I got mad. Shut the hell up.
It depends on where I'm at.
Miami, 7 a.m.
The 7 a.m.
Stop
is crazy.
Stop fucking doing drugs and have sex normally.
What's normal, though? Silent?
A couple minutes. Did your neighbors...
How long do you normally last? Like under 5 minutes?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh. Look at the time next time.
Okay.
10?
I don't know.
Like spot at the comedy store?
Yeah, probably about
15
that.
Minutes.
Yeah, 15
is pretty good.
10 to 15?
That's fine.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
People are tired.
Yeah.
What are you at? Fucking 9 hours? You probably fuck like a Lord of the Rings
minutes.
Marathon.
Like 45 minutes. Dude, there was one time, one time during Santa Barbara that like came and then I haven't
that
done
was a sentence? What did you write for Madam Web?
Hold on, I wasn't done. But like came. And then I haven't done this since like fucking like probably college, honestly. I came and then like maybe less than 10 minutes later, I was like, I need to fuck you again. And came again. It was bub kiss with can of my cock the second time. Bub kiss. I mean,
just a white flag. I mean, surrender.
It was like droplets of water.
Blue chew?
No, I mean, I got hard. The hardness wasn't the problem. It was like what was inside the tank.
Yeah.
It was
nothing.
Like literally nothing. It was,
yeah, it's like resin hits out of a bomb.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
is that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
That is a podcast. Good catching up. Hopefully we have a big guest for you guys next week. Hopefully.
I think I feel like we have. I feel good about it.
I feel good.
Good.
He's known to cancel once or twice, but he loves us. We'll see you next week.
Very funny guy.
A funny guy.
So, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for being part of this effing podcast, okay? As I always say, we love you, all right? So stick around. We got a lot of great, fun things headed your gosh darn way, and we have a Patreon, okay? Ad-free. Drops every mother effing Friday. Ad-free, 4 episodes per month for $5 a month. Fucking, and we get a little wild because people don't listen, okay? You know, not people don't listen. People listen. I'm saying family members don't listen, okay?
We also got Jack put together this crazy Amsterdam vlog.
Hey!
That's wild. It's so good. So that should be going up. That should actually probably be up by the time this comes out.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
So come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Boss on our tour, and that's it. We love you guys. I got a big old dick.
Memorial Day is about honoring the past and embracing the present. At Minky Couture, our blankets are there for the moments that matter. Quiet mornings, big hugs, and memories shared. With hundreds of styles and textures, there's a perfect Minky waiting for you. Celebrate the season with comfort that lasts beyond the holiday. Shop now at softminkyblankets.com.